not only talking about promotion of okay, this ballet gives a very important encouragement of fighting against America, for example.
This is in Hong Kong newspapers.
Yes, sometimes you could read Hong Kong newspaper which are in the side of China.
Okay.
There's several ones. We call it left wing newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
You could read them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are sponsored by Chinese
government.
Mm-hmm. But you, of course, it's a free will. You have the free will. You could choose not to read them.
Right.
You could read Taiwan sponsored a newspaper as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have everything here. In a way, you get all the information, all the propaganda from all the different. How about English government propaganda? Do you feel that it's very strong?
I think the English people are very smart.
Uh-huh.
They don't put on to you.
They don't make it very obvious, right?
That's why they don't make it very obvious. So very sophisticated, very tactical.
Uh-huh.
Very skillful. Right.
Mm-hmm. What about
actually,
the cultural?
The cultural?
Well, cultural propaganda, does it exist?
No. Well, I think maybe when 20 years ago, we, in average Chinese in Hong Kong, used to think, okay, the Hong Kong government is not doing something good to us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They are just trying to bring money back to the Britain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but in the past 20 years or so,
mm-hmm.
I think the cost of the living standard
mm-hmm.
is improved.
Mm-hmm.
So people seem to be very happy about the town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's no such problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then even the British government didn't say, okay, we are so good, we're very good, we give you propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
The people are already happy about it. So.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And talking about the cultural influences, I think this is not in terms of Britain's,
mm-hmm.
British influence. It's just a whole European influence.
Mm-hmm. You think the Western influence is particularly strong and it destroys some of the Chinese?
No, it hasn't destroyed. You say some.
Okay. No, not all.
I wouldn't use the word destroy.
Mm-hmm.
But
replaced.
Subdued?
Yeah, replaced.
Yeah,
so
replaced. Like, now I know in Western country you would say, okay, Chinese medicine
mm-hmm.
is something very interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Country.
Yeah. Acupuncture.
Acupuncture
mm-hmm.
is very healthy.
Right.
Very good.
Right.
But maybe actually has been a long time in Hong Kong that Western medicine has replaced Chinese
mm-hmm.
medicine
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you think about an operation or a treatment.
Also,
the
Hong Kong Chinese Orchestra replaces sort of the normal, the authentic groups of Chinese music, right? Do you think that's also Western influence?
No.
No.
I think this is just an administration of things. Like, the Hong Kong Chinese Orchestra is formed by the Urban Council.
Mm-hmm. See?
The Urban Council.
Urban Council.
The objective of Urban Council is to set up something to improve your cultural life. For example,
I know, but they set up something that's already some kind of colonial heritage. It's not authentically Chinese. That's what I mean. A Chinese orchestra doesn't exist. I mean, Tan Tan Chinese Orchestra is completely different from the Chinese orchestra that's modeled on Western Symphony Orchestra.
Maybe you're right. But I doubt whether the people who set it up.
They set it up with the best motives, of course.
Yeah, they are Chinese people
right.
who have that idea,
right.
not the British.
I know, but are they Chinese people being influenced and already being sort of acculturated to Western standards and hence liking this type of orchestra?
Right.
You know?
Yes.
But and I mean, how strong is this type
of
acculturation?
But at the time, the establishment of Chinese orchestra was something exciting for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seems to be a good news because
mm-hmm.
now Chinese music becoming a positive career.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have professional musicians
right.
making Chinese music.
Mm-hmm.
that was a good mix.
At APA, do they teach Chinese instruments as well?
As well.
Oh, right.
But not many students now.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, because of the 1997.
A lot of
young kids or parents
mm-hmm.
would not support their kids to study music.
Chinese music, you say? Or
Chinese
music
as well, in general.
Why in general?
Because music is a long-term investment.
Right.
Or art, anything
mm-hmm.
art.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to have immediate results.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a lot of young kids even want to
mm-hmm.
have finish their undergraduate study
mm-hmm.
immediately, as soon
mm-hmm.
as possible,
mm-hmm.
that they can earn money.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
So they would go for the most critical subject.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was very sad.
But that doesn't have anything to do with 97.
That was 97.
Why does it have to do with 97?
Because a lot of, well, in the past 10 years,
right.
everything is short term.
Mm-hmm.
Short term investment.
Okay.
Everybody.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You want to get the most money out of this time, within this 10 years.
So have the number of students who study music or get piano lessons and whatever, have these numbers declined?
Well, if you study music, if you study piano as a music lover or
yes.
entertainment, not a serious
mm-hmm.
thing,
mm-hmm.
Not declining, but increasing.
Increasing.
But study music seriously in tertiary institution.
Declined. Oh, really? That's interesting. And it's not because people went abroad to study?
That's maybe pop.
No.
But the migration.
Immigration. Yeah.
Immigration
right.
is another problem.
Uh-huh. Another question is it very difficult? Does Hong Kong have a music publishing house or something like that?
Good question. Yeah. We don't have a very
uh-huh.
famous publisher.
But you have a publisher? There is?
We do have a publisher, but they do only publish pop.
All right. So, what if you want to publish anything? What do you do?
No way. You have to look for the international publishing
right.
houses.
Oh, really?
So
have Hong Kong composers achieved to do that?
Well, we did our own publishing
uh-huh.
publications
right
by ourselves. So
ACL, right?